MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Law, local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 29, 2025. A judge denies the city's injunction against Republic, and state schools will get federal funding. Partly cloudy near 90, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:26 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a Salem Superior Court judge denied six communities' joint request for relief against Republic Services, Inc. over the company's ongoing delays in collecting waste during the Teamsters' strike. The preliminary injunction was filed by Gloucester, Beverly, Danvers, Peabody, Malden, and Canton on July 17. It requested that a judge order Republic to immediately collect all trash and recycling within the municipalities and provide all contracted services, putting a stop to stinking piled-up trash on sidewalks and dumpsters. Delays in curbside trash and recycling pickup and commercial dumpster collection, since the Teamsters Local 25 went on strike on July 1, have posed public health risks, including that excess waste is attracting rodents and creating unpleasant smells, according to public officials. But the court has no effective way to remedy such problems through the request for an injunction, according to the judge who wrote in her Monday decision. Christian Wade, State House reporter, writes that the Trump administration released about $107 million in federal funding for Massachusetts educational programs that had previously been frozen ahead of the upcoming school year. The U.S. Department of Education sent letters to states Friday notifying them that more than $6 billion will be distributed this week after the organization finished a review of the programs to ensure the spending aligns with White House priorities. Federal aid for schools was paused June 30 as part of an ongoing program review of education funding. The funding includes about $107 million in grants to Massachusetts public school districts, according to the Healey administration. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Dave Rogers writes in today's Newburyport Daily News, typically it's not possible for 75 or so frigates, submarines, and yachts to fit within one basement-level recreation space, but thanks to the Merrimack Valley Ship Model Club and First Society Unitarian Universalist Church officials, maritime lovers of all ages can see them all as part of the free Yankee Homecoming Ship Model Show in Newburyport. The exhibit, which runs through Saturday, features miniature vessels made by the roughly 30 ship model members and runs the gamut from pleasure craft to seafaring sailboats and warships. It's made possible by a grant from the Newburyport City Council. And Jackie Mano writes on itemlive.com, in Lynn, beloved nurse Joyce Reen retired from her role at Lynn Community Health Center this weekend after 54 years of service to the city. She began her career in 1971 when she graduated from Lynn Hospital School of Nursing. She worked at the emergency rooms at Lynn Hospital and Union Hospital before transferring to community health care at HCHC in 2001. There, she had multiple roles as staff nurse, nurse manager, director of nurses, and compliance manager. The Red Sox lost to the Twins last night 5-4. Series continues tonight at Minnesota. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.